Yes, and at the 9:30 programming segments where we cover our weekly home maintenance how-to, but a couple of shopkeeping things to take care of first. The heat is on, and we got a great testimonial to Rosie's super cooling. You can see it. We shared it and reposted it after the individual tweeted it out. It was a picture of her utility bill that reduced the demand, but she was able to live comfortably without costing anymore. It's called super cooling. It's how you properly use electricity in conjunction with what you're getting charged for electricity at that time. And this individual was an APS, not only customer, but employee. It took us years to convince even the employee to try it, and it worked great for her. 3 months in a row, reduced her demand rate, bills went down, and she lived more comfortably.
Okay, can I give a shout-out to Brian over at Rias? Because I finally got a programmable thermostat to work at my house after three tries. So I decided to go on the SRP EZ plan. In June of last year, I was on the basic plan. It was $122. So far, with about a week left, and timing it just right, $75 for the month of June.
Super cooling.
Yeah, it works.
You can type that into the search engine at rosieonthehouse.com, just super cooling, one word. First article that comes up will show you examples. It has this testimonial posted there, and it's got the podcast. We covered it in-depth recently with Rosie April 13th, and the podcast link is there. So just wanted to mention that. Heat is on. If you're worried about your bills before you do anything else, super cool. Also, I apologize. I completely blew through our weekly giveaway. We try and do that in the second segment of every week. A little listener appreciation. If you're tuning in just for that, I apologize. I don't mind if you, whatever, for however long you come in or out of the program, as long as you stop by, we're glad to have you. I just missed my Sanderson Ford Live.
You didn't miss it. No, you didn't.
I missed the start, the transition. I was off on that. That threw me off. Then we burned up all of our talking points with the registered contractor, so we wanted to figure how we wanted to finalize that. And I just blew through it. So I apologize. I hate it when people do that. It's like you feel like they're just trapping you to listen later. It wasn't. I just blew it. I missed it. So this week, it's Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks, Tuesday, June 18th. One of the reasons we do this in the shorter segment is we usually tie it into a trivia question that one of our listeners would know, especially if they subscribe to our newsletter, because we give a little hint. And it doesn't give somebody that may be passing through an opportunity to quick grab it because they don't have enough time to do a Google search. But this is a long programming segment.
You have time to breathe.
You'll have time to figure this one out. What is the photo of in our June home maintenance calendar? We have a photo contest every month, and homeowners send in pictures of Arizona landscape and wildlife. What is the featured homeowner photo in June's home maintenance calendar? Text that answer to 411-923 at the end of this programming segment. We'll grab a random right winner and send you these tickets. Arizona Diamondbacks versus Colorado Rockies, or I guess it was Colorado Rockies versus Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a home game. Tuesday, June 18th, first pitch, 6:40. Great seats, too. These are a home plate box, Section K, Row J, seat 11 and 12. I mean, you're right on top of the dugout.
Hot dog and a brew.
Face value of these is $110. And so you actually could afford a hot dog and a brew because you didn't have to drop $220 on the tickets.
Two hot dogs and a brew. Or
all right.
Two.
Let's get to our home maintenance to do this week, and it's get the lint out. We're joined with Scott.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Good morning.
How nice is it in Sedona today?
Well, it's a tough. It actually just broke 90 degrees, but it's a lovely dry 90 degrees, so that's fine.
That's fine. And the point of getting the lint out, name of Scott's company, you are a specialist in removing lint, the number one cause of home fires in America because of lint.
Correct.
So how do we get it out? Lint where?
It's very important. Lint in the dryer. A lot of people don't realize when they do all the maintenance on their house, the dryer vent is the last to be considered and mostly forgotten about.
It's out of place. You don't see it. It's dirty back there. It's hard to move the dryer. It's heavy lifting.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've gone in to clean the dryer vent when somebody saw one of my ads and they said, it's never been cleaned before. It can't be all that bad. And the entire pipe is totally impacted. And they didn't even realize.
And a clean vent is an efficient one. Your clothes will dry faster and you'll consume less energy.
Yes, but one also important point to consider, Romy, is that if the owner has a gas dryer, that dryer vent is like an exhaust pipe of your car. So people understand when their exhaust pipe is blocked, it all backs up into the car. You get all that carbon monoxide into the car. Well, your dryer vent's the same way. You don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't smell the carbon monoxide, but it's just as deadly.
And how do we remove that? What's your process?
Well, I go into the house and I assess the entire system. If necessary, I'll go up to the rooftop. I'll go into a crawl space. I find the exit point or the roof jack, and then I'll go into the laundry room and look at the connection of the dryer. There's a transition hose, usually 4 feet from the dryer to the wall. And I inspect that. A lot of times there's tears and holes in the transition hose, and you get a lot of lint behind the dryer and into the laundry room, and you're inhaling that every time you go into the laundry room and the dryer is working. People don't realize they're breathing in all that lint.
We talk about the perfect home, and it's not something that's been completed. It's just in concept, and it's a design and all the different features it's going to have. There's going to be, in the perfect home, a better way to exhaust the vent from the dryer.
Yes. Well, the perfect system that I've seen is usually the shortest, the most direct. And what's interesting that I found is, in northern Arizona at least, because that's where I work, usually the laundry area is in the middle of the house. And because people don't want to give up the window space, the wall space, and an outside wall and lose the beautiful views in every room in the house. So they'll put the laundry area in the middle of the house, and then they vent up. And then usually it goes up, sometimes to the roof, which is the best thing. The other way they would do it is up into the crawl space and back. But the ideal location to really hardly ever have a problem is to put that dryer on an outside wall, have it go directly out behind the dryer. The pipe is behind the wall, is no more than 1 foot, and you're done. As long as you have a trap on the wall vent that does not allow bugs and birds and critters to get in, you rarely should ever have a problem. Unfortunately, that's not the normal case.
That vertical venting of the dryer vent is one that I still can't believe is approved through code. But it is, and it's done all the time, and that is one thing that creates maintenance for your home, and that's why we're covering it today with Scott Jablow of Get the Lint Out, a retired New York police officer who came out here and lived a good life in Sedona and couldn't sit still, so he's helping become every Arizona homeowner's best friend with Rosie on the House by getting the lint out. Where else do we have to worry about cleaning ducts?
But, yeah, of course, your HVAC system, which I'm not too familiar with, but that's also something that can breed illnesses, which is different than the dry event. But that's something that should be cleaned at least once, if not twice, every other year.
And how far around the Sedona Verde Valley area do you service?
I do all the villages and towns and cities in the Verde Valley. Clarkdale, I go up to Jerome, and then I'll go to as far as the switchbacks, the Flagstaff. I will go to Camp Verde and, of course, Sedona and everything in between. You got the village of Oak Creek. So that keeps me busy. I could tell you that one area keeps me quite busy every day.
And if you can't remember the last time you cleaned your dryer vent, then the answer is it's been too darn long and you need to get on it. If that's not something that you can do yourself, Scott's happy to help you. What would you say the biggest difference between living in New York and living in Arizona?
Well, the weather's totally different. We all come here. We don't have snow here although Sedona did have a blizzard this past year with 18 inches. That's the first time in recent memory. But the weather, relaxed atmosphere, that's what I came here for. You don't have the hustle bustle. You don't have those blizzards, like I said, and the heavy snow. So, and you don't have traffic usually either up here. You do down in the valley, but you don't have it up here.
Well, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Thanks for your service to Arizona homeowners. And best place, best opportunity for someone to get a hold of you?
That would be at 928-301-7163.
Thank you, sir, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. If you've got a question or would like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This is our open home hour before we get to our on-the-house hour. It's going to be a power hour, primarily solar power. Kyle from Sun Valley Solar Solutions is here. He's downstairs. We'll come and get you at the next break. Don't worry. And in the meantime, we're going to see what Mitch is working on at his home. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm having a problem with the toilet. Every so often, I'd hear it start running for maybe 10, 15 seconds and then shut off. In the past, when this has happened, replacing the flapper always fixed it, which did not this time. So I replaced the entire flush valve, and it's still doing it. So I'm at a loss to figure out how the water is getting from the tank into the bowl with all that replaced.
And have you tried the color dye trick where you put some food coloring in the tank?
That's the first thing I did after I replaced the flapper.
And
it was still leaking. I put food coloring in the tank, and after a couple minutes, it was seeping into the bowl.
Now, did you shut the water off, flush it so the tank drains, and then just put some Vaseline around the rubber seal and try that again?
You mean around the seat that the flapper sits on?
Yeah, the rubber part. Just put some Vaseline on it. Sometimes those rubber can dry out a little bit.
Actual flapper, you want the Vaseline?
Yeah, where the flapper touches itself on and prevents that and creates that waterproof seal. Sometimes,
the flapper is plastic or rubber, and the other is a hard plastic.
Yeah, I would try and put something like a Vaseline on there that would be waterproof. Fill it back up, give it 10 minutes, and if you don't see any kind of water seeping through, it's not a good seal, and we'll take it from there. If that doesn't solve it, we'll bring you back on the air and go from there and bring in a plumber for a lifeline. But that's the first thing I would check, because if it's still coming through, it's not leaking through the porcelain. We know that. It's got to be leaking through the flapper if it's draining from the tank to the bowl.